I hope she'll go for it, Adam. I really don't want to wait 6 months for some clinic.
Just be a bit careful how you broach the subject with her, Ian. Don't jump in feet first.
I don't intend to. I'll soften her up first with a line of beef and blackberry strudel.
Yeah, very tempting.
Oh, there she is. Mads! Hey, Mads! Well, she looks great, doesn't she?
Yeah. Location work obviously suits her.
Hey, you two.
Hey, yourself. Check out that tan.
Hello, Mads.
Hey.
Well, come on. Give us a kiss.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I hope you're hungry.
You know me.
Good. Okay, well, first things first. Let's eat, and then you can tell me all about your trip.
Ah, hello, Bert. What do you think of my handiwork?
Well, what am I looking at?
The roof. I've been replacing some of the tiles.
Ooh, that's very adventurous, Robert.
I know. The world looks a very long way away from up there, I can tell you.
Where'd you learn to do that, then?
Yeah, you'd be amazed at the amount of DIY information on the net.
Well, you did that just from reading about it.
Yep.
Ooh, and you're Mrs. Slayer, did she?
Yeah, I was very careful.
Hmm. You coming to the cricket this afternoon?
I certainly am. I'm playing. And I'd better get on, actually. I have a few more jobs to tackle before then.
Well, if you want any proper advice, you know where to come. I've saved me and Frieda a fortune over the years. She'll tell you.
I suppose you must know something about cars, too.
Oh, well, no, I wouldn't know where to start with these modern cars. All electronics and computer chips.
No, not ours. We've downsized. Lindy was on at me for ages about driving a gas guzzler.
Oh, well, I'll come round tomorrow, have a look at it. I might be able to teach you how to do a service.
Oh, that'd be great, thanks. Anyway, I've sidetracked you. Did you come over on cricket business?
Oh, no, it's you, Missus, I've come to see.
Ah, well, she's up to her eyes in the attic, I'm afraid. I'm loath to disturb her.
Yeah, I noticed she weren't in church.
Well, she went to the early service so she could get stuck in.
Ah.
She's sorting all the junk out for a car boot sale, but I could pass on a message.
No, it's her I need. Help me knock the vicar's daft scheme on the head.
What scheme's this?
Well, he's had another of his madcap money-making ideas. Only I know Linda weren't keen on the last one.
She didn't object to the abseiling. It was cutting down the ivy she wasn't keen.
Well, she won't be keen on this idea either.
What's he planning now? Parachute jump? Sponsored sit in a bath of beans?
Oh, nothing so sensible.
I'm intrigued.
Well, he's going to give the congregation a £5 note each and tell them to use it to make more.
Ah, isn't there a story about that in the Bible?
Parable of the talents, but it ain't supposed to be about making money, though. Jesus threw the moneylenders out of the temple.
Giving fivers out is hardly usury.
Well, whatever it is, it ain't proper use of church funds. And I'll bet your missus will agree.
Don't bank on it, as it were. She's very much into money-making schemes at present.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll come back and talk to her about it myself.
So the director wanted to take the money shot to show the bankers where their cash was going. That was divine.
Glad you enjoyed it. Coffee?
Please.
And I've got a lovely plum liqueur I bought at the Flower and Produce Show last week.
No, thanks. Coffee will be fine. Anyway, he set up, I drove them in, and it was a complete disaster.
Oh, no, what happened?
A massive downpour. Totally unexpected.
Well, I suppose it does rain sometimes.
The heavens opened, and Harvey and co. turned in seconds from dapper little maid to drowned rats.
So that was that?
If only. Once the rain stopped, it dried up pretty quickly, so Michael got the shot. But then the minibus we'd travelled out on wouldn't start. And by now we were pushed for time to get them all back to the airport.
Oh no, did they miss their flight?
Well, before the driver got to grips with the engine, he rang his brothers for backup. Then, just as Harvey and his chums were running out of time, a flatbed truck full of chicken crates rolled down the road.
What? And that's what they travelled back on?
No. The driver's brothers were just behind in a couple of clapped-out taxis. But Harvey's face was a picture when he thought they'd have to perch on chicken crates in their designer suits all the way to the airport.
Well, you look really well on it, though.
I am.
Talk about thriving on chaos.
Ian, could you put all that down and sit here for a minute?
Yeah, let me just put the coffee on, then we can talk. There's something I want to ask you too.
Can I go first?
Okay.
Come and sit down.
What's the matter? You're okay, aren't you?
I'm more than okay. I've never been happier in my life.
Well, that's good.
Something really wonderful's happened.
Yeah?
It came right out of the blue. I didn't expect it, and I wasn't even looking for it. And that's life, isn't it? Like when you've given up hope of something, suddenly, bang, life hits you with it right between the eyes.
Now you've got me worried. What's happened to you?
Something fantastic. I've fallen in love.
Fallen in love? Well, who was?
His name's Oz, the camera operator on the shoot.
Oz? Well, what sort of a name is that?
It happened right at the start of the shoot. We went to pick Michael up from the airport, but the flight was delayed. We spent hours together, just talking. We've got so much in common.
So then what?
But it's a really strange thing when you're on a shoot somewhere, especially if it's out of the country. Time becomes meaningless.
So I don't get you.
I know I've only known him for 6 weeks, but 6 weeks when you're just seeing someone for a couple of hours in the evening and at the weekend, well, it's different.
How?
When you're away, you're with someone 24/7. Literally. Every waking moment and every sleeping moment come to that. It's intense. You get to know someone really deeply, so quickly. Their moods, their tastes, their quirks.
So you love this bloke then?
Yeah, I do.
Have you told him about us?
Of course I've told him about you.
About me?
Yes.
But not about the baby.
Ian, I've really thought about this. All last week after I got back, I've not been able to sleep properly. I've been terrified to make a decision in case it was the wrong one.
You've changed your mind, haven't you?
Oh, it's not that. Not at all. If nothing had changed, if I hadn't met Oz, if everything was still the same as when I left...
Yeah, but it isn't, and you've changed your mind.
I've had it changed for me. Because my life's changed now. Everything's different.
So you and he are an item, are you?
Yeah. We've talked about finding somewhere and moving in together.
That serious?
That serious.
Right.
You do understand, don't you?
Yeah.
I can't imagine how disappointed you're feeling. And I am too, in a way.
Are you?
Of course I am. Just because I've got Oz in my life and things are different doesn't stop a little bit of me feeling sad for what might have been.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was all a bit mad, you know? Getting carried away like that. A bit heat of the moment, don't you think?
I'll get the coffee.
Sure, Roy! There's no stopping us. What do you say, Bert?
Yeah, that cab's made a difference. There's no deal in it.
We're well on our way to better things.
Oh, we should have as good a chance as anybody in that Village Cup competition next season if we keep this up.
Despite our star batsman's performance today, eh, Adam?
What's that?
A bit too much of the red at lunch, was it? You barely broke your duck.
You take no notice of him, Adam.
Or maybe Kev's unsettling your game, eh? Now he's Ambridge's golden boy.
We all has our off days.
Yeah.
No luck.
Sorry?
With a phone call.
Oh, no.
Oh, however did we manage without mobile phones, eh?
Or the internet.
Robert's been picking up do-it-yourself tips off you, didn't you?
Ah, yes. Now, I was changing the washer on the tap in the downstairs loo.
Hold on. Oh, yay. Very good. Well done, Tom.
Anyway, I noticed one or two of the tiles coming loose.
You're not thinking of redoing the lot, are you? Because that's a job for professionals, that is. What do you say, Adam?
What's that?
Toiling bathrooms.
Nah, it's hardly a bathroom.
You stick to what you know for now, if you take my advice. I'll show you how to toil when I have a bit of time.
Ah, well, no rush. I'm doing the lighting for the charity fashion show on Friday.
Yeah, so David said.
You know, with these little jobs and one thing and another, I'm beginning to wonder how I'd find the time to work if I got another contract.
Well, good for you. Secret of a ripe old age, they say, don't they?
What's that?
Keeping yourself busy. Like your missus, doing all them extra shifts.
Ah, you'll never get Linda hanging up her spurs. She wouldn't know what to do with herself. And nor would I.
Did you get a chance to tell her about the talents?
Ah, I didn't, but I will.
What do you make of that, Adam? The vicar, giving out fivers in church.
Good idea.
Eh?
Excuse me.
I have to make a phone call.
What time will Adam get back?
Well, it depends on whether or not he goes to the ball after the match.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry, Ian.
You know that, don't you?
Yeah. So am I.
You've got Adam.
Yeah. I've got Adam.
And I hope you understand me wanting the same thing that you two have.
Yeah. I can understand that.
You're both so good together and good for each other. With Dermot, I never understood what it meant. For someone else to be your whole world like that. To love and support you. And love you for who you are rather than what they'd like you to be.
I do wish that for you, Mads. I mean, of course I do.
Thank you. Will you come down to London to meet Oz, do you think?
I don't know.
I'm sure you'd like each other. You've got the same sense of humour. That's what first attracted me to him. And the gorgeous bod wasn't wasted on me either.
Well, we're still very busy. Maybe once the season's finished it.
I'll give you a ring in a couple of weeks then.
Okay.
We are going to keep in touch, aren't we?
Yeah. Sure we are.
Good. We've been through a lot together, Ian. I'll always care for you.
Me too.
So, you are a little bit happy for me? That I found the man I want to be with?
Yeah. Of course I am.
And who knows? We might even have a baby.
A baby?
Not now, not yet. I'm not rushing things. But if we do, it would need a favoured uncle.
Yeah.
Ian?
We're in the sitting room.
There's a taxi pulling up.
That's for me. Sorry I didn't get to see much of you, Adam.
Don't worry.
Next time, huh? Bye, Ian.
Bye.
Give me a hug, huh?
Bye.
Look after him for me, Adam, won't you? I'll ring you.
Safe journey.
Ian?
Will you just hold me?
What do you think? Grandad was all right?
Yep. Have you got that syringe ready?
There you go.
Easy.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Don't you worry about it. You did the right thing coming to fetch me.
Well, when she went down like that, I knew what it was. Just needed to be sure.
There you go, girl. Oliver Sterling not here, then?
No, he went off early this morning with Brian Aldridge. Partridge shoot.
Oh,
Tried ringing his mobile, but it went straight to voicemail. I left her a message.
Well, sorted then. She'll be right as rain. Ready?
You got that hydraulic jack?
Sorry, Dad. I know where it is. Wait.
Oh, you said you'd ring me. I better leave a garden wall to drive over here on the off chance.
You used up all my credit phone in Grandad.
The emergency?
Oh, right. What, milk fever?
And Ed handled it.
Well done, son.
Yeah, can you wash this syringe and put the kit away?
Oh, yeah, okay. No, I'll go and get that jack.
Yeah, so.
Go steady on.
Yeah, I know. Look, are you going to be finished in time to get ready for your meal at the book?
Neil ain't turned up yet.
Oh, typical.
Well, if he can't come, me and Edward will have to do the milking.
Well, don't be late.
Oh, I'll make sure we're there on time. Spruced up and starving.
Not much of a birthday so far, then. Working over here.
Oh, that's been very nice. Oliver Sterling left me a card and a present. A lovely warm scarf for the winter.
I should think so, too. What'll you do for him?
I ain't doing it for him, am I?
Well, I hope it's worth it.
You'll see.
Have you seen anything of William?
Oh, he come over with George at dinner time.
Nah.
They brought me a card and a nice bottle of whiskey.
You're not done so bad, then.
Here, give us the keys. I'll put this jack in the van for you.
Thanks, son.
Cheers.
Hang on. Here.
What, a tenner? What's that for?
Get some credit put on that mobile. Then it might actually be some use.
Adam? What are you doing home?
Hi. I wanted to see you before you went to work to see how you're doing.
I still can't believe it, you know. I keep catching myself thinking about the baby.
And then you remember.
I don't think I'll ever trust her again.
No.
I mean, I don't even want to speak to her ever again. And that's sad, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And don't tell me I'll ever get over it.
I'd never say that.
Oh, Adam.
Oh, come here.
What am I going to do?
There you go. That's it. Oh, give me strength.
Ruth, what's up?
There's always one, isn't there? She still hasn't got it that the milk's in the feeder, not in my fingers.
Yeah, let me try.
No, David, I can manage.
Look, if I take over, you can go and get a shower. It won't take me 2 minutes to get ready.
I hope you're going to make more of an effort than that.
You know what I mean.
Which shirt do you want? It might need ironing.
I've done it.
You?
Aren't I a clever boy, then?
When you want to be.
Love, listen. Can we call a truce over the barbecue last week? I know I was late, and I shouldn't have left you struggling with all those kids.
And a lit barbecue.
And a lit barbecue. It was thoughtless, and I'm sorry.
Hi.
Hi. Adam, hi, how's it going?
Oh, I've finished Lower and Upper Park, so I'm knocking off.
Oh, okay, thanks. Have a nice evening.
Cheers.
It's David's birthday.
Oh, yeah, Mum mentioned it when she went to post Kate's present. Happy birthday, mate.
Thanks.
Got any plans?
He's taking me to Grey Gables.
Very nice.
You?
Plans? No. I'm going to have to decide what to do about Debbie's emails.
Oh, yeah?
She wants me to email her photos of some of the rape fields.
Why?
So she can decide whether or not they need spraying. Can you believe it?
Ooh, feel the power, eh? Yeah. You know who she reminds me of?
Your dad.
Precisely. Nothing for it, mate, but to grin and bear it.
Oh, forget it. I think I'll go straight down to the bull. Ian's working.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, it's Mum. Sorry, I'd better take this. Have a good evening. Hi, Mum.
Darling, can you come back home?
What's the matter?
Well, there's been a bit of a disaster. The nest is completely flooded upstairs.
Oh, good grief.
I think the roof tank's overflowed. It's brought part of the ceiling down.
Oh, no. Have you turned the water and electricity off?
Yes, but everywhere's a dreadful mess, and I can't get hold of Brian.
Okay, look, don't worry, Mum. I'm on my way.
Well, it's between beef and red wine and steak and ale pie. I can't make me mind up.
You normally go for the pie, Dad.
Well, unless it's Frieda Fry's pastry, I won't bother. There's nobody has a lighter hand than Frieda. Present company accepted, Curry.
Thank you, Jan. What are you having, Edward?
I don't know. A haddock cooked in beer batter sounds good. Are we having a starter?
You can all have whatever you want tonight.
Yeah, of course you can. Let's have a bottle of wine as well, shall we?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Hey, have you heard about the vicar?
What about him?
I heard he's going to be giving people a fiver to go to church. Eh?
Don't be daft.
That's what I heard. Easy money.
A couple of points of shire, isn't it?
Better than a poke in the eye with a blunt stick.
Give over. Oh, now, hang on, before we go any further.
Oh.
There.
Is that my birthday present?
Oh, you didn't think we'd forgot, did you?
Well, I thought this meal was it.
Well, we wanted to wait till we were all together.
Yeah, it's from all of us, Grandad.
Yeah. Oh, now look at them, eh? Moleskin trousers. Oh, them will keep me nice and warm this winter. Thank you.
Come on, raise your glasses, eh? To Dad. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday,
happy
Grandad.
Oh, what a terrible mess.
What did your guests say?
Oh, they were shocked, of course. Very nice about it.
Accidents happen.
They've been out cycling on the Hassett Hills all day.
Yeah, must have been overflowing for hours.
So, this is what they found when they got back.
Where have you put them?
Well, I've had to put them up in the house for the moment. And one of the cottages will be free from Thursday if they want to stay on.
Oh, these cabinets have had it.
Oh.
Quite a lot of this stuff's ruined.
Oh, yes. Oh, poor things. The daughter was quite upset about her MP3 player.
I'm going to get this carpet up, Mum. I can't leave it.
Look, should we touch anything before the assessor comes?
At least let me roll it back to the wall.
Yeah, all right.
Then I'll mop up as much as possible.
Thanks, darling.
Just take the lamp and stuff off the bedside table,
okay.
Can you? I'll start on this carpet.
Oh, thanks for helping. I know how busy you are.
No problem. I wasn't doing anything this evening.
How's Ian? Did Mads come yesterday as planned?
Oh, yeah, she came all right. She did her usual hurricane act.
blew in and out and left complete chaos in her wake.
Why? What's happened?
She's changed her mind.
What about the baby?
Apparently, she's fallen in love with some sap who hasn't a clue what he's let himself in for. So, she doesn't need her erstwhile best friend anymore.
I see, and she's found someone else to be her baby's father.
The selfishness of the woman, Mum, it's breathtaking.
Oh, poor Ian.
She's completely unaware of how all this has affected him. He's in pieces.
You were right all along, weren't you, to doubt her?
Yes, and I wish I hadn't been. It's absolutely no comfort at all.
So, let me get this right. Robert Snell is Bert's apprentice.
Well, more acolyte, really, is how I see it. Bert dispensing pearls of wisdom about oil filters and spark plugs, and Robert scurrying along behind him carrying his toolbox.
The first time in Robert's life he'll have anything other than olive oil on his hands.
Well, at least it's got Bert off the subject of the talents.
Sure has come round to the idea now.
Well, I hope Alan knows what he's letting himself in for. Mmm. It's fantastic. How's your fish?
Delicious.
Well, it's good you're having a bit of a rest from cooking tonight. Not that you didn't make a great job of the dinner party.
Thanks.
Sophie mentioned it again too last week.
Did she?
We should go out for a meal with her sometime.
I wonder what I should have for dessert.
Oh, that was lovely. It's nice to have a meal cooked for me. Real change.
Well, I'm stuffed, ain't me? Yeah, good of them to leave the veg on the table.
You got your money's worth that.
Oh, I can't abide waste.
Well, there's no chance of that with you around.
Hey, that sparkler in the toffee pud were a nice touch, wasn't it,
Joe? Oh, it's all been smashing, Clary. Oh. You done me proud. Yeah, a man feels blessed, yeah. A lovely birthday treat and surrounded by his family is all I want. I'm a simple man.
You don't want to say that too loud, Dad.
Oh, you know what I mean. I don't ask for much. There was a time when I thought I'd never have my family around me again.
Well, let's not dwell on that, eh, Joe?
Yeah, well, I did my heart good to have my grandson at my side today. You got a real herdsman's instinct, boy.
Oh, thanks.
You did a very good job.
I hope Oliver thinks so.
Who's bound to? Yeah. Well, who knows? You could be head herdsman there, wouldn't you?
One step at a time, eh?
It's okay. Oh, thanks, Grandad. I appreciate it.
Hadn't we better make a move? I don't want to take advantage of your mum and dad, especially with Phil giving us a lift.
Oh, don't worry. Have another brandy.
Don't we have any room left?
Are you sure? I think I might.
Sure. Oh, there's Ian. Ian!
Hello.
Hi, off home.
Yeah, I'm knackered.
I just wanted to say thanks. It was all fantastic.
Good. It's kind of you to say. Had a good evening, have you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, lovely.
All right, well, I'll get off.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Again.
You're welcome.
Have I served my penance, then?
Go on, then. Take off your hair shirt.
Don't you think we should wait till we get home?
David.
Oh, hang on.
What?
I just remembered something.
What?
You're going to kill me.
Go on.
Sophie's organised a drinks party. I did mean to tell you.
When for?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, David.
Sorry.
But you knew I was going to Kira's mum's.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. Pip and Kira are working on their English project together. I told you. So Pip's going straight from school and I'm going for dinner later on.
Oh, I must have forgotten.
And who's going to babysit?
Well, it's okay. I'll ask Mum and Dad again.
It's not on. Anyway, I'm not cancelling. It's important to Pip.
The thing is, I've half promised Sophie we'd go.
Well, if it means that much to you, you can go yourself. But I'm not coming.
Well, I'll explain to her. Pass on your apologies.
Do what you like. I'm sure she won't be that bothered.
Sorry.
Will you ring Phil now for that lift? Or shall I?
Ian?
In here.
Hi.
Well, is it that time already? I haven't even thought about supper.
Oh, that's okay. Actually, Mum asked me to do a few things at the holiday cottages, so I was going to get a quick bite with her.
Oh, right.
What are you doing? What's that? Some sort of baby toy?
Yeah. It's a mobile that clips onto the cot. Look, it's supposed to send the baby to sleep.
All right.
I would have been a good dad.
Yeah, I know.
I hadn't given it any thought before Mads.
No?
But... No, she really woke something up inside of me. I mean, I know you don't feel like that.
Ian.
I really thought I had something to pass on. Something of value, you know?
You do have things to pass on. I hope I have too.
But not just, you know, family traditions, but things I know. Things I imagine teaching him or her.
Yeah.
I mean, I even thought I'd do a better job of it than me dad.
I suppose everybody thinks that, no matter how good their upbringing.
Yeah, pride comes before a fall, eh?
Don't feel like that.
It would have made me... I don't know, just different somehow. I'd have been somebody's father, me, Ian Craigie. I'd have actually grown up at last. Does that sound selfish?
I'm sure you don't mean it like that.
No?
Look, you're feeling really bad, so you're just finding things to beat yourself up about.
I don't know.
Well, I do. I know you better than that.
I'm actually upset about somebody who never even existed. Can you believe it?
It's not stupid to be sad about what you've lost, that future you'd imagined. Listen to me, when I split up with Alex, I felt just the same.
Yeah?
Everything I'd worked towards, everything I'd imagined happening, gone.
But it's more than that. I'll never be a dad now. I'll never get a chance to fulfill that side of me.
I haven't got any answers, Ian. I wish I had.
Is Jennifer waiting on you?
Don't worry about Mum, it wasn't urgent.
I don't mind if you have to go.
Not a chance, the jobs can wait. And so will Mum, she'll understand.
David, over here.
Hi, Sophie. Not late, am I?
Of course not. Oh, no Ruth.
Oh, she sends her apologies.
Oh, that's a shame.
She had a previous commitment, I'm afraid.
Oh, never mind. I'll see her at the fashion show, but I'm glad you made it.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed it.
Oh, that's sweet.
You look terrific.
Coming from someone who knows nothing about fashion, I take that as a huge compliment.
Well, it was meant as one.
Come with me.
Where?
Well, I reserved us a little table in the corner.
Oh, really?
I always need a refuge at these occasions. I find it exhausting trying to be interested and interesting.
Now, I know that doesn't take any effort.
Now, it was your birthday yesterday.
Yes.
And so I've got you a little present.
Ooh.
Don't worry, it's nothing for Ruth to make a fuss about. Here.
Champagne! Sophie, that must have cost you a fortune.
Well, it's a bit more special than the stuff everyone else is drinking tonight.
Yeah.
I thought we deserved a treat.
Oh, it's wonderful. Well, hold out your glass then.
Oh, I'll stick to mineral water just for now, as I need to circulate. But you help yourself and I'll have some later.
Oh, for sure. I'll save you some.
Happy birthday for yesterday.
Oh, thanks. Cheers.
Cheers.
For a moment there, I thought I was going to get a birthday kiss.
What would the mayor think? Come on, drink up. We have to mingle or people will talk.
What are you going to do with the mobile?
I don't know. Charity shop, I suppose.
We don't have to do it straight away.
No, I do.
Okay.
Stupid thing.
Here, let me.
So why couldn't it have been easier, huh? Wife.
What are you asking me?
Oh, I don't know.
You're not having doubts.
Doubts?
About us?
About... God, no, no, never.
Then what?
Well, I shouldn't have said it like I did. It came out wrong.
So...
Look, Adam, I can't imagine a world where I never met you and loved you. Sure, we're solid.
I just wanted to be clear.
You can be. Just don't listen to me.
You're angry.
Yeah, well, too right, I'm angry. Everything we've been through. For nothing.
Nothing. But that wasn't your fault. You didn't just change your mind at the drop of some cameraman's pants.
Don't.
Well, I'm sorry, but I understand you're being angry at her.
Oh, no, it's me I'm angry at.
Why?
Oh, for being so gullible. I knew what she was like, and yet I still fell for it.
You said yourself it was something that was already in you. She just tapped into it.
But all that time we lived together, she went out with one bloke after another until Dermot.
Yeah, I can imagine.
All that time with me feeling sorry for her, thinking, poor Mads, you know, she doesn't know how to pick the right one, thinking she was unlucky or used.
Didn't it ever occur to you it was six of one and half a dozen of the other?
No. No, not at the time. I mean, you know what she's like.
Yeah, she's very plausible.
I mean, how could I have not seen through it? What an idiot.
No, you're not. It's her. Anyway, you couldn't resist a damsel in distress. You're just drawn in like a knight in shining armour.
Armour?
Huh, you just have to come to their rescue. It's your nature. You like caring for people.
Oh, come on, let's get out of here.
Well, where do you want to go? Not the bull.
No, no, not there. What did Jennifer want you for earlier?
Oh, the insurance assessor came today, so I told her that if she ordered a skip, I'd clear the rooms.
That bad, is it?
It's that bad.
Oh, come on then. I'll give you a hand.
Thanks, Jim. I'll see you next week then.
Oh, you're in demand.
Why, have you missed me?
No.
No?
Been busy myself, and besides, it gives me a chance to admire you from afar. Oh, let me sit down. Oh, you don't mind if I slip my shoes off just for a moment?
No, you go ahead.
Oh, that's better. You know, I've reassessed my opinion of you this evening.
Oh, yeah. To the good, I hope.
Of course. You used not to have any taste in clothes at all. But that shirt, well, I'm impressed. Please don't tell me someone bought it for you.
Actually, no. I didn't want to let you down tonight.
How sweet of you. And that peacock blue really suits you.
Does it?
Well, those are your colours, you know, warm blues. Browns, olives, they complement your complexion. You still have that summer glow.
What summer glow?
You know, that tan you get from working outside.
Oh, do I?
Well, look at you, Mr. Innocent. I remember one day watching you haymaking with your shirt off.
Oh, did you?
Pretending you didn't know I was there.
Well, maybe I didn't.
Oh, I think you did. I wonder if I should give my mother a ring.
Yeah, how is she?
Well, today wasn't one of her better days. She was going through some of Daddy's things and she got rather upset.
Must be very difficult for you.
It can get tiring. Mm. She needs so much from me, you see. Not that I begrudge her.
No, of course not.
That's why it does me good to get out and be with other people for a while.
Poor Sophie.
Oh, enough of me. Now, come on. I've told your MP all about you and Brookfield, and he's dying to meet you.
So how are we going to get this wardrobe out to the skip, Adam?
Good question. It must have been put together in here.
If it's being chucked, we could just break it up.
Good idea. It would have buckled completely as it dried out anyway.
You know, I should have realised... It is her, you're right, or partly her.
Mads?
Yeah, she's thoughtless.
Yeah, I had noticed. I mean, look how long it took her to get back in touch with you. Yeah. Years.
I know.
Then, as soon as Dermot's out of the picture, she suddenly remembers she has a best friend somewhere.
No, it wasn't quite like that.
No, you're right. But can I tell you what I think?
Yeah, go on.
I think she's a very fragile person.
Yeah, she is. You're right.
She'd only just broken up with Dermot, and she'd been with him for a little while.
True.
When you break up with someone after a long-term relationship, you feel suddenly adrift. It's like I was saying before.
What, about you and Alex?
Yeah. The difference was that I had somewhere stable to come back to.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I know Debbie and I have our differences, but as a family, we all care about each other. So when I came back here, I could build my future up again.
I do see what you mean.
Mads hasn't got that. So I think perhaps she was looking for it by having a child and by having you in her life.
That makes sense.
But until she finds some kind of stability, she'll keep on acting like a pinball in a machine, bouncing from one relationship to the next.
Maybe.
At the moment, it's Oz.
But that might not work out.
At least then it's only a broken heart she'll be coping with, not a child.
And that would have been a disaster.
I know I'm being negative.
No, you're right. Well, there's nothing to say she and I would have kept in touch after the baby, I suppose. I mean, she might have moved away and lost touch.
Given her past record, I'd say it was more than likely.
Or cut me out, even.
And that would have been so sad, for you and for the baby.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Well, it's not your fault.
I'm sorry you've been hurt, and I'm sorry to rub salt in the wound.
Well, an arm to lean on, a shoulder to cry on, and a kick up the pants. Isn't that what they say a good relationship's made of?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to see her again. I'd never be able to trust her.
No.
It's a shame.
She was a big part of your life when you were younger. You'll never forget that. Come here.
It's just us, then?
That's more than enough for me.
You were quite a hit tonight.
Who, me?
Oh, yes. You certainly gave Mr. Micklejohn something to take back to the Commons.
Oh, dear. I was a bit tipsy, wasn't I?
Let's say animated. Here we are.
Oh, dear. It's a good thing one of us had the sense to stay sober. Thanks very much for the lift.
Otherwise, tomorrow they'd have found you somewhere between here and Grey Gables, asleep in a ditch.
Oh, I'm going to have a thick head tomorrow.
Drink lots of water.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks for a lovely evening.
You better get out before we wake someone up.
Yeah. Night, Sophie.
David?
Yeah?
Closer. Thank you.
Bye, Ross.
Helen.
Oh, hi, Ruth.
It's Ross now, is it?
I know a lot of my customers by name.
Oh, come on, this is me you're talking to.
Look, it's nothing to get excited about.
I'm only teasing, but he has been back then.
Well, once or twice.
Well, almost every day, actually.
He should be positively glowing all that healthy food he's eating.
He is good looking, isn't he?
You can say that again.
He works at the Echo.
Good looking, gainfully employed and eager. What are you waiting for?
Hi. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. Aisha.
I'm looking for some inspiration for supper tonight. Alan and Amy are coming over.
So beans on toast are off the menu, eh?
I've improved, I'll have you know.
Only kitten.
Well, I've been working at it. Had to. Alan's used to Amy's cooking.
Well, it makes you try a bit harder if someone appreciates what you've made.
Oh, and he does. Well, he always compliments me.
Ah, that's nice. Look, I hope you don't mind if I leave you both to browse.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Yeah. Just shout if you need anything. I'll be in the back unpacking a delivery. How are you doing?
Me? Fine. Alan's gearing up for his next fundraising effort.
Oh, we've heard all about it from Bert.
And so has the rest of the village. Ooh, Moroccan chickpea soup. That sounds good. And how are you?
Oh, fed up.
Oh, go on, spill.
Honestly, I could throttle David.
What's he done now?
He went to this drinks party last night with Sophie, everybody's blue-eyed girl.
Well, how come you didn't go?
I couldn't. I already had plans with Pip and I couldn't let her down.
No, of course not.
To be honest, I didn't really expect him to go on his own.
Oh.
Anyway, he left his car up at Grey Gables because he was over the limit. So I told him I had some shopping to do and made him walk up there to fetch it.
Ruth!
Petty, wasn't it?
Bit.
I don't care. It serves him right.
Well, good for you.
The trouble is, the plan's backfired on me a bit.
Why?
Because I haven't got any shopping to do. Just killing time. And there's so much to do back on the farm.
Oh, forget all that. Give me an hour to finish off what I'm doing here, and then I'll meet you in Jack's for lunch.
Yeah, good idea. Let him stew for a bit.
Morning, Oliver.
Oh, hello, Adam. How are you?
Fine, thanks. You?
Yeah, very well.
How's the dairy going?
Well, so far so good.
Hard work?
Yeah, today more than ever.
Mike went off on his course this morning.
Who's doing the deliveries?
Jazza.
Oh, right.
Well, I'm sure he'll do a very good job. People tend to underestimate him.
Oh, no, I've no problem with him. Neither has Brian or Tom. Doesn't exactly put himself out, as far as I can see. But he does what's asked of him.
Yeah, well, Ed's been a real trooper. He's been up every day this week, sometimes twice a day.
Has he recovered?
He's building himself back up slowly. He's doing very well. So, what brings you up here?
Oh, it was Ed. I was hoping to see. Huh? I remember him talking about a weed-infested rape crop around here somewhere. On the Hollerton Road, I think. Yeah. I was hoping to find it.
Well, I can give him a ring if you like.
Oh, not to worry, thanks. Shouldn't be hard to find.
Well, what do you want with a weedy rape field, might I ask?
Oh, that's Brian. I'd better take it.
All right. If you're interested, I can show you the dairy operation.
Oh.
Just come up to the farm anytime.
Right, thanks. Brian.
Adam, look, since you're out and about, you wouldn't mind calling at Tenbury's for a catalogue, would you? For sale on Friday.
No problem.
What are you doing, by the way?
Just planning a little tit-for-tat. I'll tell you later, if it works out.
Do you think there's any truth in it, Helen?
Why ask me?
You know Alan better than I do.
Well, I'm not exactly a regular churchgoer, Brenda.
Your gran is.
Well, I haven't seen her this week.
So you don't know?
No, but it sounds unlikely. The Church of England paying people £10 for going to church next Sunday.
Well, I didn't believe it either, but there are plenty of people who do.
Well, you'll have to go yourself and find out then.
Oof. Has your bloke been back in?
He's not my bloke.
What's he like?
Brenda!
Come on! Kirsty says he's a babe. What colour eyes has he got?
Brown.
Hmm. Hair?
Dark?
Tall? Short?
In between.
But taller than you?
What is this, a Spanish Inquisition?
And he fancies you?
Well, Kirsty thinks so.
Can't you tell?
Well, okay, I think so too. When he's in the shop and I'm serving someone, or if Kirsty's at the till, he always seems to hang back to wait for me.
Does he?
I do catch him sometimes looking at me out of the corner of his eye.
So why haven't you made a move on him?
Oh, I don't know. Might just be my imagination.
What am I going to do with you?
Well, shouldn't he do something if he likes me?
You have been out of action for a while, haven't you?
What do you mean?
Guys don't like to be toned down. And if he's as hot as Kirsty said, he won't be used to it. You're going to have to show him you like him.
How?
Well, you know, get him talking, ask him stuff about himself. All guys like talking about themselves. And give him plenty of eye contact when he does. Oh, and laugh. They love it when you laugh at their jokes.
Well, it sounds a bit calculating.
No, it's not. It's just making friends.
Okay.
And be a bit more...
What?
Well, don't take this the wrong way, Helen, but sometimes you do come across as a bit austere.
Do I?
It's not a problem. Just, you know, lighten up a bit. So what do you reckon? You going to do it?
I might.
Think I might stick around and make sure you do.
Don't you dare.
Joke. I've got stuff to do. I've got to research questions on sausages for the quiz. Hey, you can invite him.
Yeah, right. A sausage night at the Bull. I don't think so.
Why not? Entertainment, education and good eating. I wish I'd put that on the posters now.
Yeah, right. That would bring the punters in.
Oh, I haven't told you my news.
What news?
I'm changing my course at uni. I'm doing marketing and business studies.
Really? Why?
Just really got into marketing since I've been helping Tom out. You can be so creative.
Yeah, but what about all that experience and skill you've got as a journalist?
Well, it won't be wasted. I'll be writing press releases and stuff.
Still seems like a shame.
Yeah, well, where has it got me? Half the girls I was at school with have got their own place. Or at least a house share. I want to move on with my life.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Poor Mum.
Yeah, she's had to cancel her next booking for the annex, of course. It'll take weeks for the rooms to dry thoroughly. Well, that's what the chap who installed the machine said.
Really?
Meanwhile, your mother's got the task of emptying the things morning and night. Adam, what on earth are you doing?
Now, these are photographs Debbie asked for in her emails on Monday.
Well, that's not our crop.
No, don't panic. I saw it from the road on the way to Hollison.
What a mess. More grass weeds than rape.
I know.
Why on earth would Debbie want a picture like that?
Well, what she wants are pictures of our fields so she can take all the decisions about spraying to prove how important she is.
Oh, Adam.
I know, it's very juvenile.
Honestly, you two and your rivalry.
Look forward to hearing from you, Adam. There.
How did the cricket go on Sunday? Haven't seen much of you since then.
Oh, we won easily against Netherbourne.
Oh, excellent.
Last game this Sunday.
Who are you playing?
We're away to Borchester Old Boys.
Oh, well, that should be a pushover, then, eh?
You never know. Good news is, Kev's played his statutory 4 games now, so we're entering the Village Cup next season.
Oh, jolly good.
That'll be a real challenge.
Good.
has Ian?
Ian?
Yeah, Mother said he had a bit of bad news.
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't go into detail.
Oh, it was family stuff, you know.
Yes, I see.
He'll get over it.
Good. Good.
Thanks for asking.
Yes, well, good. Good.
That's from Debbie. Blah, blah, blah. Aha. Hook, line and sinker. Yes. She can't believe I've let the fields become so weedy.
You two should grow up. Afternoon. Gentlemen, said I'd find you both in here.
Come in, take a pew.
No, I won't stop. I just brought over those magazines we were talking about at the shoot on Monday.
Thanks. And how's it going, Grange Farm?
Yeah, very well.
How's Ed? You were saying you'd hoped he'd come back permanently.
Well, he's been back several times. Really showing willing. I was telling Adam here.
Yeah.
And this afternoon he's been out topping the grassland.
Excellent.
Softly, softly catchy monkey, Bran.
So, I'll have the edge on the other students because I won't be doing case studies or hypothetical press releases. I'm already doing it for real.
I know. We saw the local Forkers picture in the Echo with Tom and his T-shirt in the background. Very sneaky.
Yeah, ambush advertising. That's only one of our strategies.
And how easy was it to change your course at this stage? You'll be starting soon, won't you?
No, it wasn't easy. Had to work quite hard to convince them.
I imagine you would have.
But I've already got marketing experience, and I'm a mature student with other work under my belt.
So they've accepted you?
Yeah, they're sending me a letter of confirmation.
And what's your dad had to say?
He just wants me to be happy. Anyway, he's gone back to school himself this week.
Mike?
Yeah, Oliver sent him on a milk production course. Well, he volunteered himself.
Really? Good for him.
Sounds very complicated. It's really scientific.
Well, he'll need to know how to carry out the tests and how to read the results. It's a responsible job, dairyman.
Oh, Ruth, sorry to keep you waiting.
Don't worry. Friend is keeping me company.
Gonna have to love you and leave you now, though.
I'm not chasing you off, am I?
No, of course not. I'm meeting Tom for lunch in the Bull. We're talking sausage recipes with Jolene and Fida.
Well, good luck with your course anyway.
Thanks. And don't miss our sausage night.
We'll try not to. Bye.
Bye. Oh, where does she get her get up and go?
I know. Mine's got up and gone.
Have you ordered?
I was waiting for you.
Okay, let's see. Greek salad, maybe.
I need something a bit stodgier, I think. Something nice and filling.
Well, what have you been up to?
Oh, I drifted round Underwoods, but I couldn't summon the energy to try anything on.
Ruth?
Take no notice. Just feeling sorry for myself.
Well, don't. It's never worth it.
No.
Have you told David how you feel?
No. Sounds so pathetic.
Not if it's worrying you.
What would I say? David, what interests you about a rich divorcee with a stunning figure who hangs on your every word like your... William Shakespeare?
He's just flattered by a bit of attention, that's all.
I'm dreading this fashion show on Friday.
You are going?
I have to. What am I going to wear?
Wear that outfit David bought for your birthday. You look great in that. You said you felt good.
Yeah. It's not designer, though.
Ruth Archer, since when did you bother about labels?
I know. This just isn't me. And that's partly what I hate about all this, Usha. And it's crazy. It's as though Sophie's making me compete for my own husband's attention on her terms.
No one can make you do anything.
And that's not how it feels. I feel so old and dowdy.
Well, you're not. You're just feeling a bit low.
I suppose.
Is it to do with Ben starting school too?
Ben?
Oh, your last baby.
No, I don't think so. He settled in really well.
Oh, good.
The only bit he didn't like at first was lunchtime. All those children in the hall together.
Mm, that might be a bit intimidating for a little one.
But Josh is looking after him and to be honest, I'm enjoying a bit of freedom.
So it's just Sophie, then?
I know it's daft.
Oh, don't be judgmental. It'll make you feel worse. Look, you've got beautiful skin and a good figure. You go on Friday.
Oh, I'm going all right. David needs keeping an eye on.
Well, take your credit card and use it. Treat yourself. I mean it. You deserve it.
Hey! Hey! Get away! Clear off! Go on! Clear off! Oh! God, vicious little mutt! Someone's gonna pay for this.
Lizzie?
Oh, shush, Nigel. Go back to sleep.
What on earth are you doing?
Just a minute.
Switch the light off, can't you?
Hang on, I just need to finish this note to myself.
Lizzie, it's barely light. What time is it?
5:30. Just let me concentrate, will you, before I forget.
What are you doing? Writing notes at this time of the morning?
If I don't write it down, I'll forget. And if I'm worried, I'll forget. And I can't get back to sleep anyway.
But what's so important that's keeping you awake?
I need to check with the supplier that there are enough of those little pink feathers Mrs. Pugsley wanted for the champagne glasses.
Pink feathers? Good grief.
I know. And more RSVPs came yesterday. Is every titcom in the country related to Edgar?
It's beginning to feel like it.
Not one of them has said no so far, can you believe it? It'll be like a rather staid version of my big fat Greek wedding.
Unless this is the occasion they've all been waiting for, to let their hair down.
Oh, don't.
And the morning after, we wake to find hundreds of drunken titcoms littering the lawns.
Oh, honestly, Nigel, you do know how to raise my stress levels.
Sorry.
So that's more of those B&B lists to be printed off and posted.
We ought to get a commission from the Borsetshire Tourist Board.
And I must ask Hayley if she'll pop into Borchester and buy a present for Lily to take to Hermione's party. A party frock. Oh, I'm meant to take it to the cleaners.
I think we're the ones being taken to the cleaners with this wedding. And we thought Mummy's was a big production.
But he's carried a torch for her all these years.
I can see we're not going to get any more sleep, are we?
Where are you going?
To make my darling, stressed-out wife a cup of tea.
Come on, I know you're in there!
Ed, where the heck's Canard?
Jazzer, what are you doing at this time in the morning?
He makes milk round his way in that course.
Right, yeah.
What are you doing? You have all the neighbours up.
Good. Then all the neighbours and how irresponsible you are.
What the hell's the matter?
God, it's that crazy dog's been stressing my cows out.
You sure?
Yeah, I caught the damn thing at it. I know it's from here. I've seen it with them. What's her name, do you know?
Robinson, I think. I'm the one of my customers.
Well, they ought to be more responsible. They're lucky one of their cows didn't kick the damn thing in the next week.
Where's the dog now? Did you catch it?
No, it ran off. But I'm not having it happen again.
Come on, open up, will you?
You're not overreacting a bit. It's not going to do the cows any harm, is
it? You're joking! I was having a real go at one of them. Well, I'm not having it.
It's no hurt, is it?
Not that I could see. But if we do find any injuries, we know where we'll be sending the vet's bill. You got that? Prat.
Sophie, what a lovely surprise.
Lizzie said you were out here in the vineyard.
Yes, here I am. You're an early bird.
No, Mum couldn't sleep, so in the end I got up with her and we watched the sun come up together.
How is she?
Well, she's not really picking up.
It's early days. I know how long it takes myself.
Oh, yes, Lizzie told me. I was so sorry to hear about Julia.
Thank you. You know, mourning can take a year or two. And during all that time you are up and down.
Yes, I know what you mean. But... oh, it's different in my mother's case. She can't cope some days at all. I'm quite worried.
Oh, dear.
Listen to me. I'm spoiling this lovely morning and spoiling your concentration.
Not at all. You're very pleasant company.
Well, what is it you're doing and what's that little device?
It's a refractometer. Look, I'll show you. Yeah, if I squash a little grape juice under here, I can tell from this reading if there's enough sugar present for them to be ready to harvest.
Gosh, how clever. What does it say?
Well, taking an average Brix reading, it looks like the Madeleine Angevine will be ready to harvest next week.
Oh, your first grape harvest. How exciting.
And just in time for our wedding anniversary.
Oh, you old romantic, you.
I like to think so.
And who's going to be doing the harvesting? I don't think your chap Titcomb will manage it all on his own.
I was discussing this with Lizzie. What we've decided to do is to ask people to help.
Anyone?
Well, friends and family. Shula and Alistair said they'd come. Phil and Jill might pop in for an hour or two.
David?
Oh, yes. He's volunteered. And there'll be a slap-up lunch midday too. We hope it'll be fun.
Oh, I'm sure.
And once the wine's ready, we'll give all the helpers a dozen bottles each.
Oh, lovely.
That's the plan. Well, as much as I'm enjoying being here with you, I really ought to get on.
Oh, yes. Me too.
I've got so much to do for tomorrow.
We're looking forward to meeting Zandra.
It's very good of her to present the show for me.
My goodness, you do know some fascinating people.
We met at an awards bash years ago when I first went to London.
Oh, I see.
She was a sort of mentor initially. We've kept in touch ever since. She's a lovely woman. You'll like her.
I'm sure I shall.
Elizabeth was thrilled too. Although her mind was clearly on other things when I told her.
Oh, she's working very hard at the moment.
Yes. I wish I'd realised before deciding to hold the show here. I didn't mean to add to her workload.
Oh, you know what she's like.
Bit of a workaholic.
Yeah. It would be nice, though, to do something special for her before our anniversary. Just to say thank you.
Any of this coffee gone spare, Oliver?
Yeah, of course. Help yourself, Jezza.
That's them at number 27, T. That makes 3 new customers this week.
Excellent work.
I reckon Mike will be well pleased.
He will indeed.
Although I'm going to have to watch her at number 17.
Huh? Why's that?
Well, she caught me yesterday, putting the freebie down on her step. I couldn't get away. She told me all about her husband's hernia.
Oh, good grief. It's enough to put you off your breakfast.
No, I don't know about that. That painting smells good.
Well, Ed stayed on to help me with the morning milking, and it's the least I could do to give him some breakfast.
Taking them back to pasture, has he?
Yeah. Oh, pass me the butter, would you?
You'd be ready for that, then.
So, rest of the round went off uneventfully?
Oh, aye, unless you count the old geezer at Manorfield Close, make me a cup of tea and tell him his war stories. He's always up with a lark.
Well, jolly good. Well done.
I mean, see me, I'm a people person. That's why this job suits me.
Well, there aren't that many about when you're on your own, surely.
You'd be surprised. People coming home for parties, and us off night duty, and then when you finish, people getting up for work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Plus the added bonus that you can go out, day the round. Then that's work over. The day hasn't even started.
Good point.
There's too many rashes there, Oliver. I don't ever manage all that. Can I help him out?
Go on, then. Cut yourself some bread.
Cheers, you're a gent. Have you heard about the vicar?
Oh, what about him?
You start going to church, he'll give you 20 quid a throw.
Who on earth told you that?
It's true, everybody's talking about it.
There's some mistake, I think.
Oh, it makes some sense to me. There's got to be some sweetener, some motivation for going to church. Otherwise, why would you get out of your bed on a Sunday morning?
Well, surely the motivation is the going to church for people who attend.
Nah, that's why hardly anybody goes these days.
Well, St. Stephen's is a healthy congregation.
I think the church is caught up with the times. And there are businesses these days, Oliver. Like in America.
Well, I think you'll find that those dubious TV evangelists are asking for donations, not the other way around.
Oh, that smells good, Oliver.
Ed, right on cue. Splendid. Now then, what about this dog incident this morning?
Well, now look, it was going mad, Oliver. I kept leaping up.
Yeah, well, hang on. I'm not calling you over the coals about it.
Oh.
No, not at all. Jazza filled me in with what happened. I was going to thank you, in fact. We'd have been very much worse if you hadn't been there to chase that damn thing off.
Oh, right.
And you needn't worry about repercussions either. I told the owner exactly the same when he rang up to complain.
Right. Cheers.
I have complete faith in you, Ed.
Well, I'll do whatever it takes for that herd, you know that.
I do. Now sit down, tuck in.
Thanks.
You too, Jezza.
No, it's okay, I better get off up to the pigs. I'll eat this on the way.
All right, see you later then.
Aye. See you, Ed.
Yeah, okay, I'll see you.
We've still got to work out what we're doing for your birthday next week.
Yeah, I'll give you a ring, yeah?
Okay.
So, coffee?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Oliver. I've been thinking.
Yeah?
It's not right the way the cows are getting handled. Uh-huh. Someone different every milking? Apart from that, Neil's a pig man. Cows need somebody who knows and understands them. They need a steady routine, otherwise you're not going to get the best from them.
No, you're absolutely right.
And I'd do more than look after them, right? I mean, I really care about their welfare.
That much is very clear, Ed.
I was thinking of asking for my job back. Like full-time herd manager. Well, if it's still on offer, of course.
Of course it is! Welcome back, Ed. Welcome back.
And the Norfolk contingent of Titcombs are so numerous they've booked a coach.
Good heavens.
And now Mrs. Pugsley wants pink rose petals strewn over the tablecloths. Where on earth am I going to find thousands of pink rose petals in October?
Use the paper kind and order them off the net.
I can't do that, Nigel.
Yes, you can. Lizzie, you're already doing the impossible. Miracles are outside even your remit.
I could cheerfully strangle the makers of those cable TV wedding shows.
How are things shaping up in here?
Well, David's promised to come for an hour to help Robert focus the lights. And Robert rang to say he's on his way.
Good. And where's Sophie?
She's here with refreshments for the workers.
How thoughtful.
I went to the orangery and got cappuccinos all round. I hope that's okay. Mm. Help yourselves.
You're a lifesaver. I was just saying to Lizzie that everything's pretty much on course for tomorrow night.
Yes, I've loaded all the music onto the MP3 player. Timing should be right, so all Neil will have to do is press on and off.
Hmm. I'm sure he'll manage that.
I want everything to be perfect.
Yeah, with a presenter like Xander Rhodes and a guest list like yours.
The great and the good of Borsetshire.
And the generous too, I hope. I want to raise as much money as possible for Sundial House, in memory of Dad.
I'm sure you will.
Nigel, would you mind ringing Alex Sanderson? I said we'd get back to him about their AGM.
I'll do it now. And sit down, Lizzie. Sophie, make sure she takes a proper break.
Yes, I will.
He does fuss.
He loves you.
And what about you? No man on the scene?
Oh, not even on the horizon.
No.
Oh, my life is quite complicated enough without all the game-playing that goes into dating a man.
Was the divorce messy?
I came out of it well enough by the end, but the hoops he and his solicitor made me jump through, I couldn't go through all that again.
Well, I can understand that.
And I have to think of Mum, too. But I do regret not having much fun at the moment.
Life can easily become all work and no play.
And between you and me, I wouldn't say no just now to a little of the latter.
Oh, none of this will look right.
What's up?
I don't know what to wear.
Well, what's the matter with the outfit I got you for your birthday?
Nothing. Oh, I don't know.
Everybody said how great you looked in that.
It's ordinary.
Ordinary? What does that mean?
Well, all those fashionable people, half of them are never out of Borsetshire life, and the rest of the time spent in designer dress shops.
No, you're exaggerating. You're not worried about what Sandra Rhodes will think, are you?
Of course I'm not. As if she'll expect a farmer from the back of beyond to be wearing the latest gear.
Well, then. Come on. Better get a wriggle on. Sophie asked me to get there early. She wants to do a light and sound check.
If she asked you to jump in the am, would you do that too?
What's that?
Nothing.
Come on, love. Who's going to notice what you're wearing?
Oh, thanks. That's really made me feel better.
Well, you'll be in the audience anyway. Most of the evening you'll be in the dark.
Well, maybe I'll sit by the door as well and then I can hide behind a pot plant.
This is daft. Look, why don't you have a shower and do your hair and stuff? You could ask Pip what she thinks. She seems to know about fashion these days. Come on, I can't be late.
Sandra, darling, thank you so much for doing this.
It's a pleasure. You're looking so well.
How kind of you. How's the fashion museum doing?
The workshops are very popular, thank you.
Do you know, I ought to get a little party together and come. I know one young girl who'd be very interested.
Oh, please do.
We'll talk about it when I'm back in London next week, shall we?
Sandra, hi.
This is Elizabeth Pargeter.
Lower Lock says your house.
It is, for our sins.
It's lovely.
It's been in my husband's family for generations.
And what beautiful grounds.
Zandra, could I ask you to get out of your car and walk up the steps again, please? Would you mind?
No, of course not.
The local TV news team would like to film it for their bulletin. And then the photographer from Borsetshire Life and the local weekly would like to get some shots.
Of course not, no problem.
Thank you.
Hello. Welcome.
This is Nigel, Elizabeth's husband.
Hello. I've bought champagne for everyone.
Thank you.
I'll wait until the film crew's finished, shall I?
If you wouldn't mind.
Shall I take care of this?
Thanks.
Zandra, shall we?
Ready when you are.
Hopefully they'll get in a good shot of the house and grounds at the same time.
Yeah. At least we can have a drink.
I shouldn't.
Yes, you should. Sophie's got this all in hand, you said. I'm really beginning to worry about you, you know.
Thanks. Why?
You never stop. And I've been thinking. I don't show you enough how much I appreciate what you do.
I don't need thanks.
I think you do. What about a membership of a deluxe chocolate club?
Oh, gosh. I'd be the size of a house in no time.
All right, then. Let's have a weekend break somewhere. Barcelona.
We haven't the time, and I'm quite happy. Honestly, stop worrying.
Hang on. Gourmet Grills? What's Tom doing here?
No idea. I didn't invite him.
Look, he's deliberately driving across the back of the shot they're filming.
What on earth for?
Oh, kill that cousin of mine. He's doing it to get on the 10 o'clock news bulletin, isn't he? The cheek.
Adam, darling, are you still working?
Just a bit of unfinished business.
But it's Friday night. Surely you've got something better to do.
Well, not really. I'll probably go down to the Bull later. Hey, you look great, Mum. You and Brian out somewhere nice?
Well, I am. Brian's cried off.
Oh, yes?
Half expected it. Going to Lower Loxley to the charity fashion show.
Ah, not really Brian's thing, is it?
No, but at least I've got the credit card, and I intend to make full use of it.
What have you got your eye on?
Well, I don't know yet, but I shall be looking out for myself and for Alice. You know, she's insisting on two outfits for her birthday party next week.
Two? Mm-hmm. And madam?
Well, she's only 18 once.
Yeah, but in 3 years' time, you'll have to do it all over again for a 21st.
No, I don't think so. Not a grand affair like this one will be. Who are you emailing?
Debbie.
Oh? Brian was in stitches telling me about the little trick that you played on her.
Well, she walked straight into it, if she weren't so po-faced about everything.
Honestly, darling, you are like a couple of kids.
Anyway, I've put her out of her misery. I've told her those photos weren't our crops, and I've sent her some that are to put her mind at rest.
Oh, that's good. Now, close that thing down and go home. Hey, don't suppose you want to come with me, would you?
Oh, actually, I might. Got Brian's ticket?
Yes, of course.
Well, Ian's working. There'll be plenty of people there I haven't seen in a while.
And it'll do you the world of good.
Yeah, it'll be good. Oh, hang on. Debbie's replied.
Well, look, I'll finish getting ready and you go home and change and I'll pick you up in about an hour.
Ruth, lovely to see you.
Hi, Sophie.
You look great. Lovely colour.
Thanks.
Now, I hope you come ready to spend some of David's hard-earned cash tonight.
Well, it's hardly just David.
There are some wonderful winter collections, and they're not all for daring fashionistas.
That's good to know.
Look out for the knits and wools in my friend Sergio's collection. There are some beautiful chocolate and grey tulip skirts. How long ago is it since you showed off your legs, eh?
I can just imagine myself traipsing across the yard this winter in a tulip skirt.
Yes, I mean, not the thing for work, but there are some smashing leggings and workman-type boots. I mean, they show off the shape of your leg to great effect.
Thanks, I'll see.
Or a nice, warm, floor-length winter coat, perhaps.
I'd look like a munchkin.
Oh, Ruth.
How's your mum doing? Is she here tonight?
No, I tried, but I couldn't persuade her.
That must put a damper on things for you.
Oh, well. In fact, I'm cutting short my visit to London next week. I don't think I can stay away too long with her as she is.
Oh, so you won't be moving back permanently yet?
Oh, I couldn't possibly while she's so vulnerable. No, I've resigned myself to staying in Borsetshire for the foreseeable future.
Have you?
Still, it's not too much of a hardship. I'm lucky to have plenty of friends here.
Sophie, Robert and Neil would like a word.
Oh, of course. I'll see you later, Ruth. Remember Sergio's?
Yeah, thanks.
Hello, Ruth. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah. Sorry, it's a bit stuffy in here. I'll just pop out for a bit of fresh air.
Oh, is there anything I can do?
It's okay, I'll be fine. See you later.
Sandra, can I get you anything?
I'm fine, thank you. Sophie tells me you're a farmer.
Yes.
Do you do many of these fashion shows?
Me? Good grief, no. This is my first time.
Really? You seem quite at home.
Oh, thanks.
Hi.
Hi.
There are lots of people out there. I hadn't realised quite how many tickets we'd sold.
Well, probably a lot of that is down to you, Zandra. We local yokels don't often get a chance to meet a bona fide celebrity.
If the two of you don't mind, I'll find a quiet spot and read over the script.
Okay.
I'll come and find you in a few minutes. Gosh, I can't believe it's all come together like this.
Yeah, what will you do with yourself next week?
Well, for a start, I'm coming back from London early.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I'm joining you at the grape harvest.
Oh.
That's what I need next, some fresh air and hard work.
Oh, great.
Now, I better go and do a bit of meet, greet and seat.
Okay.
And you better join Ruth.
Thanks for offering to drive, Mum.
Thank you for coming.
Glad to have an excuse to leave it all behind for once.
Well, that's good.
Although, Debbie made me laugh.
Debbie did?
You know, I emailed her to tell her I was pulling her leg.
Yeah? Oh, What did she say?
Well, to her credit, she took it in good part.
Oh, that's good.
But then...
Yes?
You know I'd emailed her the real photos of our rape crops.
Uh-huh.
Well, she emailed me straight back to inform me that I needn't spray them after all. Uh-huh. Can you believe it? She had to have the last word.
Right. The models are ready. Everything's set. Zandra?
Ready when you are.
I'll give Robert and Neil the signal. Good luck, everyone.
I'm sure we won't need it.
Shall I get us another drink, Ruth?
No.
You sure? I might have one.
Oh, for goodness sake, just sit down, David.
Is everything all right?
I've just got a bit of a headache, that's all.
Oh, it's not like you.
Oh, well, I'm not really feeling much like me at the minute. Just made it.
Hello, Jennifer. Hi, Adam.
Hi.
Hi.
Ruth.
Hi.
Gosh, Zandra Rhodes. She was a bit of an idol of mine in the 70s. Not that I could have afforded designer clothes then.
Well, I'll introduce you later if you like.
Your worship, the Mayor, Lady Mayoress, my lords, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, and a very warm welcome to our event tonight, held in the memory of my father, and to raise money for the good work carried out by Sundial House. And our mistress of ceremonies tonight, giving generously of her time and expertise in the fashion world, needs no introduction from me. Beginning at the top and working her way up from there. Her first show in America used Cher and Natalie Wood as models, taking her inspiration from the organic and from nature. Her feminine designs help put Britain at the forefront of fashion. Please welcome Zandra Rhodes.
Thank you, Sophie. And the first in our collection for you tonight is Flora, modelling an A-line wool coat gathered at the waist in tight pleats. And underneath, she's wearing a beautiful little black jersey dress. A must for this winter in any wardrobe.
Wasn't that absolutely wonderful, Ruth?
Yeah, there were some lovely clothes.
Right, I'm going to go and congratulate the crew. Robert and Neil did a great job between them, didn't they?
Don't be long though, David, eh? I've had a busy day.
Righto.
Thank you, Flora. Thank you so much, Darius.
That went off well, Sophie.
Oh, do you think so?
Well done, Sophie.
What was that for?
Well, for a terrific show. The Jeroboam of Champagne alone made a tidy sum. We must have made a mint.
That's what we're here for.
And thank you so much, Zandra. You were fantastic.
Great. Are we ready to go, Adam?
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping Ian can get away a bit earlier too tonight.
Don't tell me you're off, both of you.
We're at full stretch at the moment with the estate and Debbie back in Hungary.
But we've had a marvellous time.
Yeah. Is everyone off?
I would be, if I could find that husband of mine.
Well, thanks for coming, all of you. I'll walk you to the door. Jennifer, what did you think of the slinky jersey silk?
Night, Nigel.
Oh, hang on, Ruth. Can you spare me a minute?
I wanted to get David.
I would be grateful for a bit of advice.
Okay, then. What can I do for you?
It's Lizzie. She's been working awfully hard.
She always does. Look, I'm tired, if you don't mind, Nigel.
I won't keep you. But the top and bottom of it is... I'd like to do something special for her, for our anniversary next week.
Oh, right.
She works so hard, and I'd like to know how much I appreciate her. Any suggestions?
Oh.
What on earth can I do?
Archers was written by Carol Simpson Salazo, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.